Rosedale in Love, a Gilded Age novel by Lev Raphael, narrated by Robin Siegerman. Foreword. Righting Wharton's Wrong. Singing about marriage, two of Stephen Sondheim's characters in A Little Night Music condemn it for inflicting so much pain via a little death, a little sting, day after day. I felt a bit like that in college, not because I was married, but because I was an English major. Time after time, I'd find that a book I was reading and enjoying stung me because of an anti-Semitic portrait. There was Meyer Wolfsheim in The Great Gatsby, a Jewish antiques dealer in The Golden Bowl, and many more, too many to remember, but I met them at every turn in English and American fiction. I understood that the authors were products of their society and a Western culture that was ingrained with Jew hatred, but it still pushed me out of the book the way a plot implausibility can make you lose faith in a mystery. I don't remember ever not finishing a book that had a Jewish stereotype or slur, but I'd continue reading Under a Cloud. Perhaps most disturbing of all for me was Edith Wharton's The House of Mirth. It's a stunning book about the vanity of human wishes and the damage a superficial culture can inflict on those who won't play by its rules. Reading it for the first time in my senior year at Fordham, I was in awe. Wharton displayed an uncanny understanding of the power of shame to control behavior and crush hope. The novel was so beautifully written, so witty and sharp-edged, such an indictment of Gilded Age New York. And very unpleasant to read as a Jew. Every time the Jewish financier Simon Rosedale appeared in the book, I winced. He was showy, loud, vulgar, spoke bad English, and almost always came off as a buffoon when he wasn't insidious. Gentiles loved his money, but rightly despised him, and his eye was always on the main chance. Wharton actually pays special attention to his eyes the first time he appears, telling us he had small, sidelong eyes, which gave him the air of appraising people as if they were bric-a-brac. How ironic that Wharton's contempt for Jews is projected onto him, turning him into someone for whom others are merely items to assess and purchase. Simon Rosedale does show a less mercenary side, but it's always connected to his fierce...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?